This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Football season, but statements have been made and moves will occur along the AP Top 25 poll that I believe will still come out today, even though it's a holiday. Typically, the AP Top 25 drops every Monday around like 11 o'clock noon. Every prediction right now has Ohio State moving up from number three to number one after their win. Penn State at 2, LSU all the way up from 9 to 3 in these predictions, Georgia staying padded around 4, and then you've got some of the big losers of the weekend. Texas falls to 5. And we'll talk more about that. I'm going to go ahead and get it out of the way now. I just need to be heard for a minute. Nathan, I don't know how much longer I can take this. As a football fan of the University of Iowa.
Well, let me tell you, Logan was worked up at 5 o'clock this morning in the bullpen about the Iowa football team.
I can't take it anymore. I'm not trying to sit here and overreact because it's only one game. But my God, it was Albany. Iowa plays Albany on Saturday. They win the game 34-7. You know, took care of business, did their job. Defense was great, as it normally is with a Phil Parker-led defense. Special teams did its job. You know, Drew Stevens, their kicker, made both of his kicks. Reese Dakin, their punter, averaged 50 yards a boot. The running game was awesome. Hawks ran for 310 yards on the Great Danes on 53 carries with 3 rushing touchdowns, including 122 yards from redshirt freshman, who was their third-string running back. Iowa threw for 48 yards against Albany. It's second verse, same as the previous six at this point. I mean, my goodness. They bring in a transfer quarterback in Mark Gronowski, who, if you're unfamiliar with the name, he was the starting quarterback at South Dakota State. 4-year starter at South Dakota State. Won 2 national championships with the Jackrabbits. And in fact, I believe his junior year, so not last year in 24, but in 2023, he won the Player of the Year award. He basically won the Heisman Trophy of the FCS. He transfers into Iowa, and many believe, you know, hey, some good things can happen here, right? In his career at South Dakota State, he threw for 93 passing touchdowns and over 10,300 yards. Last year at South Dakota State, despite an injury, he still threw for 23 touchdowns and only seven picks and had 10 rushing touchdowns. 33 total scores and over 3,000 yards of total offense for Gronowski his last year at South Dakota State. And you're thinking, okay, I'm not asking for 3,000 total yards, you know, by any means. But it's got to be better than it's been. Nope. 44 yards. He was 8 of 15 passing. He threw one touchdown in the game. It was like a 3-yard drag route across the middle of the field on a 4th-and-goal situation for a touchdown. He had 39 yards rushing on 11 carries, including a rushing touchdown. And when he scored the rushing touchdown, he celebrates in the end zone with his guys and then immediately collapses to the ground. Cramps in both legs. So he gets out. He misses the rest of the game, early third quarter. And Iowa throws in their backup, Hank Brown, who threw one pass for 4 yards. Iowa has not had a 2,000-yard passer, 2,000-yard passer, since 2019. 2020, 1,500 yards was their leading passer. 2021, 1,800 yards. 2022, 1,700 yards. 2023, 1,100 yards. Last season, Cade McNamara was their leading passer with 1,017 yards. And you hope and pray that it's going to get better. 48 yards passing against Albany. Just had to get that. Had to get that out of the way. Let's talk about some games that mattered. And there were some big ones. Starting out, you had Ohio State, Texas, you know, College Game Day in attendance. Herbie on the call. And it was a defensive slugfest. Ohio State, despite having only 200 yards of total offense, wins the game 14-7. Texas Longhorns had 336 total yards in this game and lose. Arch Manning did not have a great day. 17 of 30, 170 yards, a touchdown, and interception. I think that the Heisman talk and the number one overall pick coming up in this draft was maybe a little bit presumptuous. I still think he's going to be a great player and he's going to have a great year, but boy, he didn't wow you yesterday. Now, Ohio State might have the best defense in college football, so there's something to be said for that. You know, first game of the year to go out and have to play a defense the caliber of what Ohio State has is tough. I mean, when you're trying to compete against guys like Arvell Reese and Caleb Downs and, you know, Garrett Stover, there's some dog, Caden Curry, there are some dogs on this Ohio State defense. Texas had their work cut out for him. And I mean, you ran for 166 yards. No rushing touchdowns because you collapsed on fourth down. 1 for 5, Texas was on fourth down in this game. Completed more passes on more attempts. They had over twice as many rushing yards as Ohio State. They committed the only turnover of the game. There's some big differences in this box score that stand out to you. 1 for 5 on third down. They committed the game's only turnover. They committed more penalties for more yards. And they lost the time of possession battle. Ohio State got a lead and just hung on for dear life in that football game. Other games of note, obviously that LSU-Clemson game. Tigers win it 17-10. It is their first, LSU won their season opener for the first time since Joe Burrow was their starting quarterback. Kind of insane to think about. 0-5 in season openers since Joe Burrow left Baton Rouge. They get the win over the fourth-ranked Tigers. Two quarterbacks who have a lot of Heisman conversation surrounding them coming into the year, and Garrett Nussmeier and Cade Klubnik definitely went in Nussmeier's favor. 28 of 38 for 230 and a touchdown, no interceptions. Klubnik also threw for 230, but he was 19 of 38, and he threw a pick in this game. And frankly, Nussmeier should have had two passing touchdowns. We seemingly don't know what a completed catch is anymore in college football. That play on the goal line following the interception by Clemson, that was a touchdown. And I stand by that. During the game, you know, Reese and Herbie are talking about that it was a touchdown. The rules guy they brought in said it was a touchdown. But for some reason, the folks on the field said no, it wasn't. LSU should have won this game by two scores. Should have been 24-10. But regardless, it's a 17-10 win. LSU really looks like they have figured some things out on the defensive side of the football, which is a welcome sign for them. They held Clemson to 31 yards rushing on 20 carries. 31 yards. Impressive day by the Tigers defense. And then you had maybe the biggest upset of the weekend. Florida State downing Alabama 31-17. And to be honest with you, it never really felt that close. I mean, the first quarter was back and forth, but the second quarter on, Florida State was in control of this football game. Florida State won this game. They scored 31 points despite throwing the football only 14 times. Because they didn't have to. Because Tommy Castellanos, their starting quarterback, transfer from Boston College, ran for 78 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Mekhi Donzie had 56 yards on only three carries and a touchdown. Overall for the game, Seminoles ran for 230 yards compared to just 87 for the Crimson Tide. Ty Simpson didn't have a terrible day. Completion, you know, rate was a problem. 23 of 43, so not the most accurate. But he still threw for 254, two touchdowns, no picks. You know, Ryan Williams had a very quiet day, only five catches for 30 yards. Not what you want if you're the Alabama Crimson Tide when you have, in my view, the second best wide receiver in college football behind only Jeremiah Smith of Ohio State, who also had an incredibly quiet day against Texas. Big one for Alabama. And it raises an interesting question that people are you know, debating across college football landscape today. Does this game, does this result say more about Florida State? Is Florida State back? Have they really kind of been able to right the ship after that really poor year last year? Or is Alabama having a bit of an identity crisis at the moment? Crisis of faith, if you will. I saw it all over my social media. A bunch of Alabama fans talking about how they stayed at the same hotel as the team and they saw players out, you know, getting DoorDash at 2 o'clock in the morning and not, you know, people going in and out of their hotel rooms and yada, yada, yada. Who knows? I think for me, I think Florida State has found a quarterback that I think fits what Norvell wants to do a little bit more. DJ Uiagalelei didn't really fit what they were doing. You know, Jordan Travis fit what they were doing. A guy that could do it with his arm and his legs. DJ's not necessarily that guy. Tommy, more of that dude. He doesn't quite have the arm, I think, that DJ had, or Jordan Travis for that matter, but he's dangerous with the ball in his hands. Dangerous with the football. On the ground, especially. And maybe I just haven't been paying close enough attention, but man, it just feels like we're getting more like big time early season non-conference games than we used to. Maybe that's a byproduct of the conference realignment and there's less sort of like rivalry kind of games that are playing a factor in that, right? But I mean, Tennessee, you know, they're a new look team. You know, Nico Iamalieve transfers out, goes to LSU after that whole debacle. So they're going with Joey Aguilar in his first start against a Syracuse team that's been pretty good, pretty consistent in the ACC the last few years. He throws for 247 and three touchdowns. Volunteers ran for 250 on the ground. Tennessee looked a lot better than the 24th team in the country, and I'm sure that the rankings, when they get updated either today or tomorrow, maybe because of the holiday, they'll certainly reflect that. Miami, again, another program kind of in a new look. After Cam Ward, their starting quarterback from last year, gets drafted number one overall by the Titans, they bring in Carson Beck, transfer quarterback from Georgia, and he had a good enough day, 20 of 31 for 205, two touchdowns, did his job, allowed the running game to have some space to do its thing. Seminoles ran for 127 yards, and the defense did a great job. Miami's front seven did a great job. I mean, Jeremiah Love had 33 yards rushing on 10 carries in this game. Took him completely out of the equation in the rushing attack. Miami gets a big win as they try to continue to build. Mario Cristobal doing a great job at Miami. I think they're a team that can make the college football playoff this year. Maybe, they are Clemson's biggest threat in the ACC this year without question. And then a team that I don't feel like is getting enough love when we talk about college football playoff teams. And I get it because they're such a strong league that it's a logjam. I think South Carolina's got a damn good football team this year. You've got Beamer running the show, right? It was so funny watching the game last night that Shane Beamer's dad, who of course is Frank Beamer, legendary Hall of Fame, longtime head coach at Virginia Tech, he's at the game yesterday, decked out in Gamecocks gear. Thought that was interesting. That's just a good dad. But Gamecocks, you know, the offense didn't wow. They ran, you know, averaged less than 4 yards a carry on the ground. Lenora Sellers only threw for 210 in the game, one touchdown. One of those to Nick Harbor, who might be one of the most athletic freaks in college football. I mean, he's unbelievable. Guy runs a 4.3 at 6'5", 235. He's got like a 40-inch vertical. He's a transfer portal dream on college football 25 and 26. I'll tell you that right now. Transfer portal dream if you can land him. But the defense for South Carolina did its job. I mean, they made life really difficult on Virginia Tech in the passing game. They still threw for 220, but their quarterback, Kyron Drones, 15 of 35, under 50% in his completion percentage, no touchdowns, and threw two picks in this football game. And they averaged 3 yards a carry, Virginia Tech did, on 37 touches, 115 yards. I think that I have a lot of faith in who Lenora Sellers is as a player, and the defense that South Carolina has. I look at the first five games of their season for South Carolina. You already beat Vatek. You have South Carolina State on Saturday. That's going to be a whooping. Vanderbilt at home. I don't know what Vandy looks like. I mean, they were obviously much improved over last year. They got Diego Pavia back, and the Stowers kid, who might be the best tight end in college football, if we're being honest. But that's a winnable game. In an SEC schedule, absolutely a winnable game. Then you go on the road to play Missouri. We're going to find out a lot about Mizzou on Saturday in that matchup against KU and vice versa. Then you've got Kentucky at home. If we're looking at the spreads of these games, you should be 5-0 before you go to Baton Rouge to play LSU. And here is where I understand people being soft on putting South Carolina in a college football playoff conversation. Listen to the next five games that South Carolina has on their schedule. At LSU. At home against an improved Oklahoma team. At home against Alabama. At Ole Miss. At Texas A&M. Five straight games against, as of this moment, top 25 ranked teams, and three of them are on the road. You have to go to College Station, to Oxford, and to Baton Rouge. Then you've got Coastal Carolina, and then you close out the year, as you always do, against Clemson. So I get why, looking at that, why South Carolina isn't as trendy of a college football playoff pick as I believe they could be when half of your schedule right now is against teams currently in the top 25. And three of them are currently in the top 10, although Clemson and Alabama may not be in the top 10 by the time the next set of rankings comes out after losing on Saturday. I just really like this South Carolina team. I don't really have a rhyme or reason behind it other than the fact that I'm a believer in Lenora Sellers and how athletic a player Nick Harbor is, as well as the way that Clemson finished the year last year. Lest we forget, this is a Clemson team that won their last, or South Carolina team, excuse me, that won their last six games, including blowout wins against Oklahoma and A&M and Vanderbilt. They beat Mizzou at home late. They beat Clemson last year on the road. Some thought that they should have gotten into the college football playoff, and then they ended up losing to, I think, Illinois in their bowl game. The way that they finished last year, the amount of things that they brought back, I kind of believe a little bit in this South Carolina team, but the SEC is a monster. So we'll see how it actually plays out at the end of the day. 913-586-7965 is our number. Let's get back to some Chiefs conversation, all right? Yeah, we've got Chiefs regular season football for the first time in 6 months. We're going to talk about it. Let's get after it. 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty here this morning. No Fesco, no Dusty, no Mac. I mean, actually, Mac is here. He's just over in the bullpen right now because he's hosting the midday show with Drew Nixon on Cody and Gold. Logan Weber alongside Nathan Williams, your home for Kansas City sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, that's enough college football talk. We'll get into some NFL now. And the only NFL game I want to talk about is Chiefs Chargers Friday in Sao Paulo at Corinthians Arena in Brazil. Chiefs are opening at 3.5 point favorites. We'll see how that shifts as the week progresses. We already know about some notable absences for each of these teams. Of course, the Chiefs will be without Rashee Rice with the suspension. The Chargers, most notably, without Rashawn Slater, their Pro Bowl left tackle. Other guys, sounds like Jalen Royals is not expected to play. Hollywood Brown is. Nazee Johnson, Brandon Jordan, Ethan Driscoll all got put on the IR last week. What's going on with Omar Norman Lott is an interesting one. What happens there with him? Because they could certainly use more defensive lineman depth. For the Chargers, right now they've got a handful of guys listed as questionable. Mekhi Becton, questionable. Quentin Johnston was dealing with concussions. He got a concussion back on August 22nd, I want to say. But presumably he'll be ready to go. Trey Harris listed as questionable along with Najee Harris. He's going to be on the active roster for the game coming up on Friday as he's still dealing with that eye injury that he suffered during a 4th of July mishap. But this game has a lot of intriguing matchups around it. And I would say probably none more so than the potential matchup on the left side of the Chiefs offensive line. Khalil Mack, it has been one of the premier edge rushers of this generation. In fact, among active NFL players, he has the fifth most career sacks, 107.5. The only guys with more, Calais Campbell, Cam Jordan, who have played a few seasons longer than Mack has, TJ Watt, and Von Miller. Being fifth behind those guys in active career sacks, pretty good. Mack is coming off of a better year by his standard. I think he had, six sacks a season ago and did so in 16 games. Well, I should take that back because he had 17 sacks 2 years ago. So I don't know what to think in that situation now that I look at it. He's stayed pretty healthy during his time with the Chargers. Played in 17 games back-to-back years and played in 16 games last year. But what is it going to look like? What are the Chargers anticipating doing with Khalil Mack? Because, yeah, it made sense to keep him on one side of the football when you had Joey Bosa on the other side. But now that you no longer have Joey Bosa, is there a possibility that the Chargers try to move him around a little bit more? I'm certain of the fact that that Josh Williams will have his one-on-one matchups with Khalil Mack throughout this game. How often? I'm not sure. Because I think that the Chargers, if they wanted to get the most effective play, I think, out of Khalil Mack, they would try to move him around. Because you got a rookie in Josh Williams who has a ton of talent. But on the right side, Juwan Taylor or Jalen Moore might be a better matchup for Khalil Mack in this one. So obviously that's something to look at. These are two incredibly highly productive defenses. Both of these teams were top five in the NFL in scoring. Chargers were the best in the league, 17-7 a game. The Chiefs gave up just 19.2 per game. And in fact, since 2023, the Chiefs are the best defense in football. So in the last three seasons, they've given up just 18 points per game, which is phenomenal. There's some give and take, I think, with some of the interesting numbers surrounding this game. Number one, the Kansas City Chiefs are undefeated in international games. 3-0. On top of that, Jim Harbaugh has never lost a week one game as a head coach in the NFL. 5-0. He's one of four active head coaches without a week one loss. Nick Sirianni, Mike McDaniel, and Mike McDonald. McDonald's 1-0, so that doesn't necessarily count all that much. Reed is 9-3 against the Harbaugh brothers collectively in his career. Man, I don't know. This is an interesting one, I think. I like the Chiefs in this game. I think the Chiefs as 3.5-point favorites is fair. I want to see what the offense looks like now. Because we've heard it, right? We've heard it for months. We've heard it since the draft. Oh, we're going to air it out more. We're going to try to throw deep. What was it that Xavier Worthy said before minicamp? Andy Reid told him to get your hamstrings ready or something. I want to see them air it out. Will they air it out with the Rashee Rice suspension now in place over the first 6 weeks of the season? Jalen Royals is not expected to play. And in fact, there's some conversation about him possibly going on the IR. Can you air it out when you need Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown working in that intermediate space along with Travis Kelce? I don't really know. And what is the running back room look like? You know, Kareem Hunt's now had the entire offseason here in Kansas City to kind of continue to reacclimate himself and had a full offseason of workouts in the facility and those sorts of things. He's probably in better shape today than he was when the Chiefs signed him off the couch last year, along with Isaiah Pacheco, right? Who had got off to a fairly good start at the beginning of the year. Then the leg injury happened and he came back and he just wasn't quite the same. And can he bounce himself back? I don't know. I'm confident in this Chiefs team, as I always am. I think that this Chiefs team is better than this Chargers team. I just think it's kind of strange that somehow I think the Chiefs might come into this game with more questions than the Chargers do. And maybe that's just because we live in Kansas City and we cover the Chiefs and we're so ingrained in how, you know, the ins and outs of the organization where, you know, Hollywood Brown's dealing with the ankle injury. What does he look like? You're without Rashee Rice. You're starting a rookie at left tackle. Kingsley making the move from left tackle to left guard. What does that look like? Jawan Taylor or Jalen Moore, what's going on at right tackle? There's just, you know, you've lost the leader, the vocal leader of your secondary in Justin Reed. Can Jaden Hicks fill the shoes? I believe he's talented enough to do it, but we wait and see. What does the cornerback situation look like outside of McDuffie and Jalen Watson, who are obviously your top two?
Watson, yes!
I think the biggest thing I'm looking for, more than results, is the cohesion on the offensive line. Because as you were listing...
I was rambling, that's fair.
Well, you were going through the question marks on the roster, and a lot of them were on the offensive line. I mean, there are three question marks on that line outside of Creed and Trey Smith. And normally I would say, well, let's give them a few weeks to gel together and see how they improve. The problem is in weeks 2 through 4, they face an absolute gauntlet of pass rushers. I don't need to tell anybody in Kansas City what the Eagles bring to the table in week 2. At New York in week 3 against maybe the best edge room in the NFL with Burns and Carter, and then even, you know, Kayvon Thibodeau has not reached his full potential yet, and he's going to come off the bench for them in that one with Dexter Lawrence. I mean, they have a freakish defensive line. We also know how good Madubuike and friends are in Baltimore, and they'll be here in week 4. So, unfortunately, I'm holding the offensive line to a higher standard than, oh, you got a couple of new guys on the left side and give them time. If they're bad on Friday, I might be hitting not the panic button, but the panic meter will be rising come Monday morning.
I think this offensive line, as it's set, as it's placed together right now, if all goes well, this offensive line, I think, has a chance to be the best offensive line that Mahomes has had. And I know that seems kind of insane to say when you think about, you know, even last year, 2 years ago, when you had Tooney, Creed, and Trey Smith, you had the best interior offensive line in football. But the tackle position has always been a question.
It has. And so I guess even more so than Mahomes and Worthy connecting on that deep shot, I want to see Mahomes trust in Simmons on the blind side. And it's no fault of Patrick's that once he got the two Mississippi last year, he needs to be rolling out. He knows that from his blind side, someone's going to get him soon. So I want to see the trust he has on the left side of that line and how they are in the run game as well on that side.
Yeah, because, I mean, even when you look at like the 2018, 2019 sort of years where you had pretty good tackle play with Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz, the interior, you had Andrew Wiley, Mitch Morse, and Cam Irving. Morse and Wiley, solid, right? Good, I would say. But Cam Irving,
yeah, and then in those Super Bowl
left a lot
years,
to be desired.
Yeah, and then it transitioned into the Austin Ryder, LDT. I know y'all love LDT, but let's be real about, you know, his skill level. No, in those early years, Mahomes was not able to step up in the pocket. He'd roll out to the right seemingly every single play, and then under this new iteration of the line, he'll try to climb up in the pocket and escape that way. I'd love for one season for him to just have trust in all facets of that line and be able to see him sit in the pocket and get through his reads.
Man, that 2020 offensive line. Eric Fisher, who of course got hurt and didn't play in the postseason. Nick Allegretti, who also got hurt. Austin Ryder, Andrew Wiley, Mike Remmers. Those were their leaders in games started on that offensive line.
Yeah, because Schwartz went down in week 7 or 8 in that rainy Buffalo game.
Yeah.
And we never saw him again. So, it got scary quick. And then, you know, for the tackles to be their strength and both of them to be out for the playoff run, it's kind of impressive to think that Mahomes did what he did, you know, to get to the Super Bowl. And then obviously we all know how disastrously that game went.
Yeah, so. This offensive line on paper has so much talent on it. I mean, Josh Williams, everybody said it. We've heard it over and over again. If not for the injury with Josh Simmons, he was probably a top 10 pick, maybe even borderline top 5. That's how good a talent Josh Simmons is. You've got Creed Humphrey, who is the best center in professional football. You've got Trey Smith, who last year solidified himself as a top 5 guard in the National Football League. Jawan Taylor is Jawan Taylor, right? Does he generate a lot of penalties? Yes. But he doesn't give up a ton of sacks. Like, I'll give him the credit for that, right? It's sort of, you hate the penalties, but if it's penalties versus sacks, I'd rather the guy get penalized.
Yeah, and I think he gets lumped in a lot with the bad left tackle play that's happened on this team, and we just generalize the tackles as bad. And the other thing that, you know, bites Jawan Taylor is the number, the money, the salary cap hit. And so I think if we can just come to terms as Chiefs fans, if there's one more year of this cap hit, then they'll be out from under Jawan Taylor. There will be a new right tackle next season, whether that's Jalen Moore, whether it's a free agent, whether it's a draft pick. This is it for Jawan Taylor. There's no way this cap hit continues, and the Chiefs do have an out after this season. If I can forget that you're playing Jawan Taylor, if we can minimize the penalties, I think he is an average to above average tackle just on his play alone. I think so. If I can forget that he's there, that's a win for this season, and then the Chiefs move on.
Yeah, he had 17 penalties last year, which was the third most among all tackles, according to Pro Football Focus, last year. Played the 8th most offensive snaps of any tackle, 4th most pass blocking snaps. Gave up a lot of pressures, 37 of them to be exact. Gave up 7 sacks. If we can not hear about Jawan Taylor, great. And then, of course, the other is Kingsley Suamataia moving from left tackle to left guard, which I honestly think is a phenomenal move for his career. Because trying to bounce back as a tackle after what happened last year, and harsh or not, the mismanagement, I would say, of Kingsley Suamataia last year for the Chiefs, I understand why they did it, because you're trying to win Super Bowls. I get it, right? And he was struggling. But before you got to Joe Tooney, the other options you threw out there were not great either. Okay, Kingsley's not doing it. Let's throw Wanye Morris out there. He was maybe worse, if not just as bad. And then you go with, you know, the guy off the couch and DJ Humphries, and that didn't work. He got hurt. I look at the body type, the athleticism, the physical strength of Kingsley Suamataia, and I love the idea of him at left guard. 31 reps on the bench press at the combine, which is remarkable. You know, 6'4 and a half, 325. He's an athletic guy. I mean, he really is. Over a 9 foot broad, 28 inch vertical. He ran a 5 second 40 at the combine, but his 10 yard split was a 1.74, which is pretty good. I think that he's more of a mauler type, and I think that that fits with what the Chiefs want on their interior alongside Creed and Trey Smith. It's just, I think Kingsley understands that he can rely on Creed to his right. I think both he and Josh Simmons are going to have to collectively come together and begin to believe and have faith in each other on that side of the football. Because, you know, Josh Simmons, it's Kingsley and the island. That's where he's at. And for Kingsley, it's Creed, who he knows he's got, and Josh Simmons. I think that Kingsley Suamataia can emerge as a really good guard in this league. I think Josh Simmons, he's got potential to be a top five tackle in this league. If that happens, and you've got those four on your offensive line, boy, if Juwan Taylor's your only problem on your offensive line at right tackle, really the only spot on the field, the spot on the field that Mahomes has the clearest view of at all times, I think the Chiefs offense could be in a very, very good spot. And we saw flashes of that during the preseason when you had the guys all out there. There were times where Mahomes was in there for 5-6 seconds in the pocket, 5-6 seconds, not having to extend plays, not having to do the off script magician sort of stuff that he does. He was able to just kind of sit in there and find something. And that's when he hit Tyquan Thornton on that big play down the middle, down the left sideline. He had forever in that pocket to get rid of that football. If that's the case, listen, I drafted Mahomes in a couple of my fantasy football leagues, and I said a couple weeks ago on our social media platforms that I think Mahomes is going to get back into MVP form. I'm not saying 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. Not what I'm saying. But I don't think 4,040 is out of the question. We'll have to wait and see. 913-586-7965 is our number. Fesco and Dusty here on this Labor Day morning. We're with you till 10 o'clock. Logan Weber alongside Nathan Williams. We'll come back, wrap up the show, get you guys set for Cody and Gold coming up at 10 o'clock, featuring Mac and Drew. The producers are going to be in the host chair on the midday here on 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Taking a look at the unofficial depth chart for the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, unofficial, so these are subject to change, obviously, before Friday's game. Jaden Hicks is actually listed as the backup free safety behind Brian Cook. They've got Shamari Connor starting at strong safety with Chris Roland Wallace as the backup strong safety. I find that kind of interesting. Jalen Watson, Trent McDuffie listed as the starting corners with Christian Fulton listed as that. Christian Fulton listed as the three. Derek Nnadi, after being traded back to Kansas City last week, is already listed as a starting defensive tackle opposite Chris Jones with Omar Norman Lott and Jerry Tillery behind.
Boy, Chiefs Twitter was not thrilled about the return of Derek Nnadi, were they?
No, but they needed bodies, you know, and he's a run stuffer, right? He's not a pass rusher, and he doesn't need to be. When you look at the Chiefs defensive front, you've got Chris Jones and George Karlaftis, who are going to be your primary pass rushers. You know, Mike Dana, along with Charles Aminihou. You got Ashton Galati from Louisville, who has impressed me so far. Look, tight end, this keeps going back. So, like, I looked on ESPN, and they had Robert Tonyan listed as tight end four. But looking at the unofficial depth chart for the Chiefs, they have Tonyan at tight end three with Wiley as the fourth tight end. Also interesting that they have Wanye Morris as the backup left tackle, not Jalen Moore. So Wanye is the backup left tackle. Jalen Moore is the backup at both right tackle and right guard, which I find kind of fascinating. Hunter Norzad's the backup for Creed Humphrey at center. Mike Caliendo's the backup at left guard for Kingsley Suamataia. And looking at the depth chart at wide receiver, Hollywood and Xavier Worthy are your one and two. Juju Smith-Schuster is now your three because it sounds like Jalen Royals isn't going to play. So we might see a lot more of Tyquan Thornton than we anticipated early in the year. I think he's probably wide receiver four for this Chiefs team. Nico Remigio is listed as the punt and kick returner for the Chiefs with Breshard Smith as the backup at those spots. But Dave Tobe has said, don't be surprised if in certain situations and time frames of the game, he might trot Xavier Worthy back out there, return some punts and kicks at some point. Man, that's going to do it. I don't know how those guys do it every morning. Kudos to you, Dusty, Bob, Mac. This getting to the office thing at 5 a.m., tough, dude. For my producer, Nathan Williams, I'm Logan Weber. Thank you guys for joining us. Thanks for tuning in, as always. Coming up next, Cody and Gold here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac and Drew hosting, JT Noah behind the glass producing here on your home for Kansas City sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.